this is good. We've got a good mate back on the show. It's been a while. Carl Stefanovic. Carl, how are you?
Woo!
He's back.
Is he cheering for himself?
Oh, just cheering myself. I mean, there's nothing else to cheer at the moment. So you may as well cheer yourself.
And now, Carl, this might be remiss of me. I feel like I should know the answer to this. Who do you barrack for in the AFL?
The Lions.
You are a Lion. I knew you were a Brisbane boy. I assumed it was Lions.
No.
How do you feel about...
You never can tell.
You can't, no. Yeah. And, you know, don't worry about them.
They choked. Don't worry about them.
Ooh.
But will the grand final be big in your house? Is that something that you're going to be interested in on the weekend?
Not really. I mean, I come from a long line of traditional AFL supporters where if your team's knocked out, you skip on to something else. And, you know, it's like living in Sydney, right? They love the Swannies. They're the best and biggest team in town until they lose 15 on the trot, and then no one goes to support them at all.
No, I'm not going to cop that. That's not how us Swans fans are.
Imagine having like a Swans as your mascot, though. I mean, it's the lamest mascot in the history of the world.
Jeez.
So I understand where they're coming from.
He's just hammering the Swans.
Sid the Cygnet. You love this. A few years ago, Carl, Byron dressed up as Sid the Cygnet in that mask.
It's actually Siggy Swan. Siggy Swan.
And I dressed up as, I'm a Bulldogs fan, as the Bulldog, and I pummeled him. And I'm about 5'2", and he's 6'4". So that says a lot about Siggy the Cygnet.
No, I understand that. When I was on the Gold Coast, when I was at uni, I got paid $50 to get dressed up as the Gold Coast Chargers mascot. I got so off my face before it, I passed out, and they had to get an ambulance to the Oval and take me to hospital. It was very embarrassing.
Oh, dear.
I don't remember anything about it. Well, who hadn't dressed up as the mascot?
Well, lucky that Byron wasn't the honey badger on SAS. He would have just smashed.
I just would have beat the crap out of Fife.
He did the right thing and let her win. Not like the honey badger. He's two from two in two different shows. He's gone bang, bang. Now we talk about AFL grand final, but obviously you're up in Sydney, and our Melbourne Storm are back in the grand final, Carl. How much do Sydney siders hate Melbourne Storm?
No, well, see, I'm from Brisbane, and of course Melbourne Storm are based...
They're everyone, Queensland, yeah.
And I've got a place on the Sunshine Coast, so it's the Melbourne Sunshine Coast Storm.
Really?
Queensland. So I'm on board with that, and Cameron Smith, I mean, what... A legend. I think they're going to take it out. I think he'll get most valuable player on the ground again, and he'll be able to retire. You know, I just think it's...
Do you reckon he'll retire?
I reckon he will, yeah, if he wins.
Yeah,
if he doesn't
win,
he'll play on for another 10 years. But he is an extraordinary athlete, I think... You know, in Sydney, they want the Panthers to win, right? Mm. But no one has been to Penrith who lives in Sydney. No one.
It's so true.
Hey, don't you speak of Panthers World of Entertainment like that. That was one of Fee's favourite places when she was in Sydney.
I used to hang out there a bit.
I love the Panthers. I've wasted a couple of $100 every week on the pokies out there.
Carl, tomorrow morning, the big final presidential debate, that will be broadcast from 5:30 on the Today Show. How tiring. Like, we do Brekkie Radio. We're allowed to dip in and out of this stuff. You've got to be right across it. How tiring is covering that election for you?
Well, you know, the thing is, I just think that it's absolutely ridiculous. I mean, you can't get a clear picture of who's going to win until election day. Last time around, 4 years ago, we were there, and everyone thought that that Donald Trump was going to get absolutely belted. He's in the same position he was 4 years ago, and even more people think he's in a complete nutcase, but he's got just as much a chance of getting back in. It is tiring because there's just so much noise that comes out of there, and you don't know what's real and what's not, and you don't know. I mean, these polls are always wrong. I mean, who in their right mind gets a call from a pollster, first of all, but then they get asked, okay, are you going to vote for Donald Trump? Of course you're going to say no.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
They
can't be, they're not accurate, the polls, but I think it'll be interesting. I think he'll win.
He'll win.
If he doesn't win, I will run naked through Flinders Street Station.
Yeah! Oh, yes. But you have to have a mask on.
Well, I have, of course, on both ends.
We'll get you a little mask for downstairs and a big one for up top. Now, mate, things that do get reported and don't get reported that are true or not true is they're reported that you might be stealing Sunrise Sam Mack to come over to Channel 9. Now, I'm a bit upset because I've been saying on this show for about 2 years that I want to be your sidekick.
Well, hang on.
He wants you to steal him from us, Carl.
But you work here.
Yeah, but I'd work with Carl before I work here.
We're right in front of you. No, you just said that. We're right here.
Imagine me and Carl together.
Yeah.
God.
No, fair, but I mean, well, obviously we haven't been together before. I mean, I don't want to get
good
too...
Good reason for that.
You know, but I think that, I mean, all these things are just rubbish. I mean, I don't know whether you're across it, but the Nine Networks had to slash a lot of money from their budgets this year, including my own wage. So the thought of hiring someone else from outside of the company is quite galling to me.
I'm happy not to get paid. I'm happy not to get paid.
Well, and that was reported in a women's magazine with notoriously fact-checkers.
No, they're very accurate, yeah. Those magazines. Steve, I know you and I mean, we're a race to the front page all the time.
Exactly.
But I think in this case, they're 100% wrong, as opposed to 120% wrong.
I just love that FIFA is currently with Dr. Chris Brown. I think
yeah,
that's
we're
a
having
wonderful,
a love child,
it's wonderful, wonderful stuff.
I've got a love child called Norska.
Yeah.
All right, so look, we better let Carl get back to the show, but it's the Today Show, obviously from 5:30 weekday mornings.